This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, all about the show. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, sending me emails, questions, requests, all good. You know, and I hate that term when the young people use it. It's all good. I really do. I really don't care for that at all. But I do believe, I do thank you so much for the time you spent with me. Okay, so, you know, all I ever hear about, and it's funny, I was just talking to Kimberly offline, and some of you know, I grew up in Boston, and I always get a kick out of people saying, you know, Boston people are rude. I don't know if Boston people are rude, and it's not because I grew up there either, let's just be clear. I don't know if I said Boston people are rude as much as it is, we're to the point. You know, there isn't a whole bunch of time to fluff it up. I even got in the habit, I hate it, that I do because I live in California. I've gotten in the habit of going, yeah, I don't mean to offend anybody, and I don't think this, I got to stop doing that. That's just so wrong. If you're offended by something I have to say, you must be doing it wrong yourself. You know, I never go out of my way to find the words to hurt somebody. But I tell you what, man, you know, sitting there with you, if you think that you're going to, if you think that I'm going to soft shoe something, because I don't know, you might be hurt by it. I have had people that have thrown some curse words at me in the chat room, and then they book out. Like, I care. And look, I do care if you listen. I do want you to be listeners. I do want you to be loyal listeners. I get all of that. But I'm not going to change what I'm doing. I'm not going to change how I feel about something. I'm not going to change any of that stuff just because you're bothered by it. Are you serious? So some of you know the guy that I don't enjoy everything about him. But one of the guys I really enjoy playing his stuff is Mark Dice. And if you ever get a chance, go up to YouTube and check him out. Mark Dice up on YouTube. And he does some of the craziest stuff. And when I say that, I don't mean like ludicrous. I mean, he comes up with, you know, having people sign a petition to kill the First Amendment, right? And things like that. So recently, he went out on the beaches of California. Why he goes to the beaches, I don't know. There's nothing, nobody's sane out there. But why he goes to the beaches of California, and what he basically says is that he wants people to sign a petition to have Donald Trump arrested for hate speech. And you got to hear this. You know, I sit here and think to myself, these people actually exist. This is real. You guys think that this is just phony Hollywood stuff, or there's only a few nut jobs out there like this? No. California, you know, I like to say California is the biggest exporter of fruits and nuts in the world. You know, some of you guys in different states, you got neighbors that just got there from California, you'll very much appreciate what I'm saying. Anyway, again, Donald Trump needs to be arrested, right?
Indict Donald Trump on hate crimes charges.
Fucking hate that man.
We are petitioning Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, to imprison him for 10 years for hate speech.
Oh, wait, that's
going to
work.
Well, that'll silence him. Wouldn't you agree that anything that we can do, by any means necessary, to silence him?
You're right.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We'll get him in jail here soon enough. One more signature for you.
I don't know if we're going to get him in jail, but we're going to...
Attorney General Loretta Lynch will indict him for hate crimes charges, she said, if we can get the 100,000 signatures. So
I'm going to Google it.
It'll be 10 years in prison for hate speech for Donald Trump. So thanks for supporting that.
Yeah.
Does this guy think he has a First Amendment or what? In today's New World Order, you really think we're going to be tolerating people criticizing people like Hillary? I don't think so. For petitioning the Attorney General.
Now, just a mere fact, I don't know how some of you feel about this, but I would show up, I'd stop and listen to somebody who had a petition in their hand. Maybe it's something I want to sign, maybe it's something I want to do, right? But once you start talking about arresting somebody on hate speech, well, what's that, the Spider-Man, right? Every little spider tingle in the back of your neck should go up. I mean, this should be a big deal, and I mean a big deal. Taking somebody's rights away that fast, that simple.
Well, to have him indicted on hate crimes charges, but we still need a few more signatures to present a reasonable indictment proposal to her. Just print birthday signature. You don't even have to be a registered voter. Just help us support getting rid of him, would you?
You need date of birth?
Yes. Print birthday signature. We're going to be...
That's the other thing about this that just lights me up. You don't know this guy. If you're watching on the video, you'll see he's got no ID on him. So Mark is standing there with a petition in his hand, nothing around his neck, no ID, nothing to identify him as a petition taker. And you're giving him... These got to be low IQ voters. They have to be. You're giving him your name, address, city, state, zip, your phone number, and your date of birth. All he's got to do is fish for a Social Security number. It's a lot easier to find that Social Security number when you're that far along, don't you think? And people are just signing it.
Turning this petition over to Attorney General Loretta Lynch to propose that Donald Trump be indicted on hate crimes charges and imprisoned for at least 10 years. Just a birth date there, please. Anything we can do to get rid of him, wouldn't you agree?
It's not good.
And I don't know who he thinks he is, if he thinks he has a First Amendment right to say those things, but we're going to put an end to that real quick.
All right, I'm going to do more of this after the break. And because I want you guys to hear this, I want you to hear what we're up against, and I need you to fight back. You guys need to fight back. You need to help push. You need to help push some common sense into people. I don't know any other way to put it. I need your help in finding common sense for others. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't make me go. No way, Daniel. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
And just as dance moves have evolved. So
thanks so much for being with me. I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, whatever it takes, do get involved in the conversation. Seriously. Because it helps you understand, first of all, it helps a guy like me, whether you're on the same page or not, understand where you're coming from. And maybe you can sway me. That would be such a bad thing, right? Maybe you could sway me. But at least you'd find out how the other side think. And I got to tell you something. After speaking to a group of high school kids about 2 weeks ago now at a government class, I believe, and the teacher told me, that I was able to change a couple of minds in there. As to what Republicans think, what conservatives think, what people like myself think. So if you're not involved, if you won't go in, if you won't talk to others, you're not going to sway anybody. You're not going to change anything for anybody. So we were listening to Mark Dice, and I wish he'd go up to YouTube and check out his site, Mark Dice, on YouTube. And I tell you what, he is in California. I think he's just north of Oceanside, California. And he hits the beaches, he hits the malls, he talks to young and old alike. He doesn't go looking for the nut jobs, but he does talk to young and old alike. And what he does with these people is he hits them with things like, hey, I want to repeal the First Amendment because the president needs to be able to do his job without being interrupted by, you know, that whole freedom of speech thing. The thing that makes me sick about all this is people buy into it. I don't mean like they buy into it once in a while. I mean they buy into it all the time. So let me see. Let me pump this up. I want you to hear this.
Quick. Well, yeah, I don't know what to do.
Well, this is going to be the first step in saving America. We figure at this point in time, radical times call for radical measures.
Oh, look, I was supposed to print my name there?
Yeah, print there. Birth date there, signature there. You know, extreme times call for extreme measures, and if imprisoning Donald Trump for hate crimes is what it's going to take to silence him, we're gonna have to do that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
How many people do you need?
It's 100,000 signatures per district, and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch will indict him for the hate crimes. And is,
how many do you have so far?
Yeah, under Obama, she can direct the Justice Department to do that. England's been doing that for a long time now, so we're going to try to bring that to America. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Jail to Donald Trump. Jail to Trump. Yes, thank you so much. I'm trying to jail Donald Trump on hate speech charges.
Oh, yeah.
One more signature to jail Donald Trump.
To jail him?
Yeah, he obviously.
Have you heard
this song? Oh, yeah.
It's not. I mean, look, I'm not a prude. I get it. I hear these guys story. What does that do for them? What does it change? But do you hear the ignorance with these people? Do they not understand what? Obviously, they don't. Okay. Do they just not understand what they're actually asking this guy to do by signing that petition, what it actually does? And what does that say for our education system? Come on, give that some thought as well. What does that say to our education? When these kids don't really understand and get it, I don't know. It's just a real problem. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. These things really give me... They really give me heartburn, people. And the reason they give me heartburn, again, is that we are responsible for this. We're responsible by who we send to our state legislatures. We're responsible by who we send to the federal government, you know, to legislate laws at the federal level. We complain about it. We put up with it. We need a change. We need a majorly change. We need a majorly shakeup. I mean, the Dems did. They go back to look what they did with the Blue Dog Dems. Right? I mean, they shook that party up to the point where there wasn't enough support for them, but they were making headway, and they got voted out. Anyway, take a listen. We've got a couple more minutes on this, but you've got to hear this. I'm sorry.
It's not like that's birth date right there. Yeah, it's not like this guy has a First Amendment right to be saying the things that he's saying. Signature.
You can say anything.
Signature there. Well, we're Attorney General Lynch is going to help put an end to that. So.
Well, that's not good.
Thank you very much.
By taking away other First Amendment rights.
Well,
freedom of speech, man.
That's the New World Order.
Right.
We support imprisoning Donald Trump for hate speech to help ensure that Hillary or the Democrats get in. Yeah, print, birth date, signature. I don't know what Donald Trump thinks he has, like a First Amendment or something to be, you know, talking mean things. Birth date there to throw Donald Trump in prison for hate speech. Appreciate you supporting that.
So who defines what hate speech is? These guys aren't thinking this through, right? Who's going to decide what hate speech is? What you should be jailed for, what you should be arrested for, what you should even be checked out for. How about that? I mean, that's part of the biggest problem here. when they decide, when the government decides, when local people decide what's hate speech and what isn't, that's when you're in for it. And you get the drift. I don't have to play any more of this. There's another 2 minutes of it. I don't have to play any more of it. You got it. I'm sure you got it. You're smart enough to get it. But this is what I've been saying for so long. Please do not let, please don't let the left define what these words mean. Do not let the left define what is meant by hate speech. Right? I mean, between the safe spaces, the trigger warnings, the whole nine yards, this is a problem. Somebody needs to step in and do something about this. And when I say somebody, I'm talking about us. Oh, here we go again. They're making me nuts. Right? And they can't even hear me when you kill it like this. Nope. Right? So Facebook keeps stopping the feed. Because they don't like the fact that I'm playing somebody else's feed from within the feed. And I have to keep restarting it. Which is going to add a whole... Anyway, it doesn't matter. It is back up. It should restart here any second now. But anyway, so again, back to these liberals demanding that Trump be... that he be arrested for hate crimes or for hate speech. And again, back to who's going to decide what hate speech is. Right? Who's going to decide? Well, anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Sorry for the technical aggravation. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm just reading some of the stuff you guys send me, too. I do appreciate what you're sending me. I do appreciate your involvement in the show. I don't appreciate what Facebook is doing to us tonight. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Eric Bowling tweeted out, Lester Holt train of thought right now. Tax returns are okay. Birth certificate, okay. Emails, health, Benghazi. Oh, we ran out of time. I mean, think about it. He didn't get to any of it. Think about Holt didn't ask any questions about the basket of deplorables. No server questions. No Clinton Foundation questions. Nothing. But they say, or he's trying to say, or people around him, his colleagues are trying to say, he's fair, balanced, honest. When did that happen? You know, just it's that stuff. Again, we need to fight back. We need to put, I know it's tough. It's like I tell people when it comes to Facebook and some of the aggravation that's going on there. I tell people, you know, until you decide that you're going to take a stand, and right now it's, I won't say it's too late because it's never too late to fight. But it's almost too late. They've got 1 billion people on Facebook. How are you going to combat that? Somebody get an idea for me? How do you combat that? Not that it is impossible, but it is next to impossible. Anyway, I look at this stuff, and I look at it, and the stuff that you guys send me, I get sick to my stomach with some of it. Maybe, let me see. You know, the piece that I wrote this week, you snowflakes, for I don't have a better term for it, you snowflakes. I don't know how to reach you. Oh, actually, probably nobody knows how to reach you at this point. I don't know how to reach you guys to get the real message out. You know, What is the reality of you? You cannot hide in these safe rooms. You can't hide behind trigger warnings. It doesn't work. And you parents who help create some of these kids, come on, look at what's going on out there. Look at what your kids can't put up with. Look at how easily offended they are. Look how easily hurt that they are. The left always screams a good game of equality. They haven't proved it yet, though. Now, you know, whether it has to do with equal pay for women, and we've proved on the show, the Democrat Party screams about equal pay for women, yet, guess what? The annual salaries in Nancy Pelosi's office show that she pays her female staff almost 29% less than the male counterparts. Last I checked, she was a Democrat. Talk about fighting against racism? Remember those emails that came out from the DNC? There's quite a few racist remarks in there, including, what, the Taco Bowl voters? And making fun of that black lady's name? I don't know what her name was. I won't even guess, because it'll come out all wrong. Right? And then the evidence of the or religious rights. Remember, they were making fun of Bernie Sanders. They were going to put out the fact that he may not have been a godly man or God-believing man or something like that. That he might have been an atheist, and that was going to play well in the South for them. Right? So in that fight for equality, you look at these social justice warriors at the University of Kansas who started screaming obscenities at white students who didn't feel the need for safe spaces. Now, this whole event was supposed to be open dialogue, right? The self-proclaimed warriors of civility and equality respond to what was supposed to be an open conversation by shouting them down. So I guess the open conversation is, as long as it's about what I want to talk about, as long as it fits in the guidelines of what I want to talk about, as long as I don't feel uncomfortable by it, we're okay. But the minute you overstep any of those boundaries, I get to come unglued. Makes sense to me, doesn't it? They used foul language. They were screaming. And they were screaming in the faces of this. Now, thank God the conservative kids didn't do the same. The conservative young men and women didn't do the same thing. That was good. But that's conservative. See, I even come back to it's our fault. It's a conservative's fault that these people are even thinking like this, that they're even going down this road. We continually back down from fights. We don't push through. We don't. And a fight isn't necessarily a shouting match. Right? A fight is more heated discussion. It could be a heated discussion. It could be a passionate discussion. I'm not talking about punching somebody in the face. Right? Kicking them in the knee or anything like that. And we continually back down because we don't want to be seen as combative or non-caring or racist or any other phrase. See, they've hijacked those phrases to make you feel bad. I've gotten to the point where I just don't care anymore. Right? They want to browbeat you like a bully. They make you believe that you're a bully for using those words, for having those thoughts, for expressing your feelings. Now, they can express their feelings all day long in your face at a high volume. They're okay with that. And the university recently held an event where they asked for, and they got people to discuss both sides of a safe space to trigger warning topics. The event was put on by the Young American Foundation. It was called Stand With Me. It was organized in response to a video posted by a transgender student, Micah Cox. Micah had also written a poem about being harassed and berated on campus. Now, I want you to keep those words in mind. Write those down. Harassed and berated. I want you to think about that. Now, the group anticipated protests. After all, why would we want to have an open discussion or conversation around anything the left feels uncomfortable about, right? I mean, just asking here. Part of the event included a 30-minute video with a commentary about trigger warnings and safe spaces. At about the 15-minute mark, Ben Shapiro says that, and they call him the conservative provocateur. So at about 15 minutes in, he says, facts don't care about your feelings. And they went nuts. It was like you poked them with little red pins, little red hot pins. But it's a very true statement. There's nothing wrong with that statement. It's a statement of fact that they just can't. They just think by yelling and screaming and getting in your face, it'll get you to back off it. You never back off it. You never back off the truth. You never stop. You see, if you feel bad that you have the lowest GPA in class, too bad. Maybe you should feel bad about it. Maybe you could have worked harder. Maybe you don't belong in that class. Maybe you didn't study enough in the prior class to be in that class. And the fact isn't based on feelings. It's not based on my religious belief. It's based on mathematical calculation that you have the lowest GPA in the class. Now, you could curl up in a ball, do a little fetal position thing in the corner, and cry to your mommy and daddy come and rescue you. But the fact remains you have the lowest GPA in the class. It doesn't change anything. And no space, and no trigger warning, none of that is going to help you there, nor will it help you in real life. Nor will it help you when you go to work. Because you know what? When you don't live up, when you don't have the output you're supposed to have at work, you're not producing the productivity that you need to produce, you're done. Your safe space and trigger warning is going to be your car, because they're going to give you your last check and tell you to leave. So instead of using this as a learning moment, working harder, and studying, and find out what each of us think, or berating the teacher for having an unfair grading practice, right? These social justice warriors, they just don't know how to deal with it. It's not social justice when you want to get away with everything. So I would love it if one of them would call an 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me how, where's the equality? Right, so where is the real social justice here? I got a kid that's beating his brains out, working hard to get A's. And the rest of you just want to yell and scream and tell everybody else how they're wrong. How does that work? Where does that fit in? How does that play out? I'm truly just trying to understand here. But, you know, what the SWAs SWAs, what the heck is that? The SJWs, Social Justice Warriors, are taught. Yeah, we'll do it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You've got to hear about these snowflakes. I'm telling you. It'll make you sick.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over there to TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening over there. A lot of people that you can talk to. And, I like that idea. I saw what you posted. I think there should be a a political shock collar, right? Politicians should have to wear the shock collar. And then that way, every time they lie, it gives them a little, 12 volts or whatever. So it just amazing. I like that. I like that idea. Actually, I'm liking that idea more and more I think about it. Now we just have to design one and figure out how to do it. All right, back to what I was saying. Now, you are listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff going over there. We still got these, I used to call them squishies. I guess now the new term for them is the snowflakes that can't handle, they've got to have, safe spaces, trigger warnings. I mean, all this wonderful stuff. But at a recent event, was it University of, was it Kansas or? Take a look. Right? At the University of, come on, really? I didn't put this in here. Right top, I guess it's Kentucky or Kansas. One of the two. Anyway, what they decided was that they would have this, the Young American Foundation decided to have this event where they could come together and discuss these issues. And because of a comment in a 30-minute video, there was a comment that facts don't care about your feelings. The left went nuts and started yelling and shouting in the faces of the non-trigger warning supporters. And they don't see the reality behind it. They don't see the fact that here's the deal. If you have a lower GPA than everybody else in the class, the fact is you have a lower GPA than everybody else in the class. If you feel bad about it, it doesn't raise your GPA. And the more you feel bad about it, it doesn't raise it even higher. It does nothing for you. And for you parents that have raised these snowflakes, shame on you. Shame on you to raise a group of kids, that can't handle any adversity in their lives, real adversity. They can't look at some of these things that happen to them and go, okay, how can I make it better? How can I do a better job? You know, I love some of these kids that I talk to, and when you're discussing their grades, when you're discussing what goes down in a class like that or that kind of thing, and you say to them, I studied, right? So I crammed all weekend. I studied. All right, so what did you do last week? Well, I don't know. We played video games with my friends. We went to the movies. We did this. We did that. We went out to dinner 3 times. I had to work most of the week. No studying? No studying. I figured I'd do it on the weekend. Okay, the week before that, what did you do? And you go down and listen to them and say, look, you have no business. When you have this big of a test coming up, you have no business going out to the movies the night before, going out with your friends the night before that. You study for the test until you know that you know it, not hope that you know it. And then because you only study for a day and a half, and you're not paying attention to class, you don't do the work it takes to do, and then you're upset because you get a low grade and a low GPA. There it is, a shock. No, the grade and the fact doesn't care about your feelings. So instead of having conversations about this comment, the left just started yelling in the face of the people that were running the event. Right? But we've allowed them to do this. You need to push back. This has been kind of the theme tonight. You need to push back. See, the left believes that they can get to the other side and get you to back down by browbeating you, by yelling at you, by telling you what you believe is wrong, bigoted, hateful. These people actually threw terms out to the other kids like, this is institutional racism. What is racist about saying your feelings don't matter? Right? They didn't say only white feelings matter. They didn't say black feelings don't matter. What he said was facts don't care about your feelings. Right? So they're throwing accusations around about institutional racism, spreading hate, benefiting you. You benefited from slavery. I did? I look around. What slave built anything I have? Everything that happened to me, everything in my life that's gone down, somebody's been paid for. I've done it myself. Are you telling me someplace I lived, in my long 57-year life, that a majority of that was happened because of slavery? You're telling me this country is here specifically just because of slavery? This is not a true statement. Now, why should the right back down? Well, why do we do that? When one member of the YAF decided to leave after seeing the conversation, you know, I would do this. When you see all this yelling going on in the room, when you see that nobody's really trying to get along, when you see that there's really no conversation going on, there's nothing fruitful that can come out of it, you don't dig your heels in and get nastier. I mean, I'm talking about the people on the right, the conservatives. You don't try to shove it down their throats harder when they're not listening and yelling, because you're not going to get anywhere. It is time to go, you know what? God bless we live in the USA, and that you can have your opinion, I can have mine, and you can keep yelling, but I'm not going to be here while you're yelling. So instead of the left letting it go and letting it happen, what do? They chase these young ones, and they accuse them of having, you ready for this one? White fragility. Yeah. So let me see. We have white supremacy, white superiority. We're all these things, including now we're fragile. which is what you heard our pal say, Corey Duncan say earlier. It's not Whitey's fault. Get over it. It's now time for you to take responsibility for what you're doing and how. And that's coming from a black man. You know, I told this. I like telling this joke. I don't tell it that often, but I think it drives the point home. You know, there's no joke where a guy catches the bartender staring at his wife. He walks over to the bartender and he says, hey, why are you staring at my wife? The bartender looks at him and says, I'm staring at your wife. The man who's had a few drinks looks at him and says, what's wrong? My wife's not good enough for you? I mean, it's a no-win situation. There's nothing you can do. Yeah, that's why I don't do comedy. Anyway, there's nothing you can do that's going to get them to see the light. They don't want to find out what's up. They don't want to find out what you think. They want to scare you and browbeat you to the point that you won't have that conversation again. You won't attend one of these meetings again. You won't do anything, right, to try to straighten this out. And this is the difference in the 60s and 70s, you know, when they had the turmoil, when they had the riots. Yes, they were riots. They weren't just protests. They were riots. But the difference was they sat down and talked about it. The two sides could sit down and talk about it. You can't do that anymore. You can't sit down. Don't let them set the narrative. Please stop letting them set the narrative. Now, bear in mind, the YAFs were pushing, not yelling, right? The people put this event together. They were pushing for more information. And the social justice warriors were just yelling in their faces. So they don't want more information. They wanted to scare them. They wanted to get them to back down. They wanted to get them off topic. Right? One person starts screaming that we're going to tear this MF down, or tear the school down, the MF school down, if her demands were not met. And she said she continued the violence on a daily basis if she didn't see her demands being addressed. Haven't heard about her being arrested yet. Isn't that hate crime? Isn't that hate speech? Isn't that a threat of violence? It's lunacy. It's flat out lunacy, right? When the term when one person I'm sorry, I just really get a kick out of this. When one person in the group yells out, "Hey, you guys, everybody does that, right? Hey, you guys, can we calm down? Hey, you guys, come together. Hey, you guys, be quiet for a minute." Right? Trying to get the crowd's attention. Trying to get them to calm down a little bit. That was like throwing gasoline on an open fire. They started to flare up again. Don't call us that. It's a microaggression. See, these are trigger. You want trigger warnings? Hey, you conservatives, you want trigger warnings? Microaggression? That's a trigger warning. White privilege, trigger warning. Here's the trigger warning. The trigger warning is that idiot approaching. There you go. Microaggression is a trigger warning that there's a moron approaching. When one social justice warrior was asked why they were leaving, the person said, "I'm not retreating. I'm making myself safe and comfortable." God. They were crying, screaming, and pounding the table when they were saying this. But they were going to retreat to make themselves comfortable. That's what I'm talking about. We got a bunch of squishies coming out of college. We've got a bunch of people that can't handle any adversity. Do you know what that means? They won't be able to solve any real problems. Real problems. Think about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. If you want to see you want to hear the rest of that story or the difference, head up to the website, therealside.com. You're going to find that. It's a post that says, "No safe spaces for anti-safe spacers." I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spent with me here on The Real Side on GCN Live. If you want to know what stations at times, head over to the website. Have a great rest of the day.